Efforts to combat piracy in the Indian Ocean have been boosted with the approval of a package of projects in support of anti-piracy programs in Somalia and other affected states, including Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, Maldives, and the Seychelles. The United Nations Trust Fund for the Fight Against Piracy approved 5 projects worth $2 million, which aim to ensure that the ongoing piracy trials are conducted in a fair and efficient manner, and that the human rights, health, and safety of individuals suspected of piracy are protected. The projects are also expected to facilitate the repatriation from the Maldives to Somalia of detainees suspected of piracy, as well as supporting Kenyan prisons in meeting minimum standards for the treatment of prisoners. They will also equip detainees and youth at risk in Somalia with skills employable in gainful livelihoods, deterring their involvement in piracy and contributing to the economic development of their communities. The announcement was made in New York by UN Assistant Secretary General for Political Affairs, Tae Brook-Zaroon, who chaired the board of the Trust Fund to support initiatives of states countering piracy off the coast of Somalia. He said the dramatic decline in pirate attacks is clear evidence of years of hard work by United Nations member states, international and regional organizations, and actors in the shipping industry. But he stressed that, quote, "We should not be under any illusion that piracy has been conclusively brought under control." Don Bob, United Nations.